You're listening to the All In Podcast with your hosts, Shane and Blake, giving you a new perspective on the dental industry. Are you ready to go all in?
Let's do this.
And welcome to the All In Podcast, the podcast that brings you a new perspective on, well, so many things, and sometimes dentistry. And today is a dentistry day, so you're in luck. And I got to warn you, this may be just you listening, two buddies having a conversation, catching up because they haven't done it in a while, because I've got my good buddy coming on right now, Dr. Payman Racy, a.k.a. Pay Ray. What is up, dude?
What's been going on, man? It's been a long time.
Dude, it's been way too long, man. It's I don't think I've seen you in person since the last DIA, which is crazy because I used to see you all the time.
Dude, 2021, right? That was the last one.
I think so. Yeah, like, dude, I can't even remember anymore. It's ridiculous because it's funny because I miss you. Like, whenever you get, like, text or post or whatever, DM, it's like, dude, let's get together. Let's catch up. But obviously, you're a pretty busy guy. I'm kind of busy.
You too. Yeah. No, it's been good. It's been good. Can't complain. It's been a blessing. So many things have happened since the last DIA, but I'm glad that we're back at it and doing another round with interesting people this time. So love to chat about it.
This time, you mean every time, dude?
Yeah, honestly, it is. We have a very wide mix of range of folks that whenever you put them all in one room, you get a very, very interesting crowd where they're like, it's so funny because everybody sees each other and they're like, I know him, but I don't know his name, but then I know his hashtag. Like, they know each other through online.
So that to me, through the podcast and DIA, like DIA one, I went up to David Wong, and then after that, we were best friends because that's just how it is. Yeah. Right? Like, everybody has the same story with Dave. Everybody loves Dave. If you don't love Dave, I don't love you. Let's just do that, right?
Yeah.
But like, I think Todd Engel, like, one time, so we podcasted, and I ran into him, and I was like, dude, I haven't seen you literally ever, I guess, like, because you can build relationships. It doesn't have to be in person. Absolutely. I prefer it in person, but it's just, dude, no, it's so hard.
Fun, man. It's fun. I can't wait to talk about it, and yeah, just catch up. It's good to be back.
Hey, before we get into DIA, why don't you fill me in, like, you know, I remember when you started your practice. I remember coming in.
Yeah.
All this different stuff. Fill me in on your practice. What has changed in the last, let's say, since last DIA? Like, what have you done differently in your practice?
I mean, the biggest change, I guess, when I want to point out, the biggest change is that when I sold to a DSO, that has been the biggest.
You sold to a DSO?
Yeah, man. I have Advanced Dental Implant Centers, part of the umbrella under Affordable Care Group, that own Affordable Dentures and DDS, and now they own a I was the fourth or fifth office when I was bought, but now they're about 20, 25 around the country.
That's crazy. So primary focus, obviously, implant dentistry.
Yeah, so they're like the clear choice, but in a private way. They're going after folks that are like me, just do about implant practices that are either specialists, perios, oral surgeons, GPs that are just doing these, and they take over. And honestly, it's been a blessing for me.
Do you like that better? Because that's always the question, right? It's like, there's some people don't like when they sell, some people do. I think it's certainly the organization you're part of is a big part of
it. I think it's a mixed emotion at the beginning when you're going through it, where you're like, okay, am I going? And that takes a whole another podcast to just talk about the sale. Because I get so many doctors that want to talk to me about just this whole process and why did you do it? What should I do it? Or here's what I'm making. Like, I'm getting so many different feedback from so many folks that are great clinicians across the country. And so for me, it was very simple. I enjoy clinical. I really enjoy clinical dentistry. And I am very good at selling and marketing and being able to get a practice where I got it to a point where $3.5 million just all on four and by myself and a lab. And it was fun because doing working 4 days a week and just doing arches and it's funny, my mom's here now. But I'm doing it in a way where I got it in a point where I was like, okay, there's two ways for me to do this. Now, either bring on another doctor and I can grow more and do more and stay aside and do other things, or I don't like managing other doctors, trying to train them. I do it this way and that way. So what I decided to do is when I started looking at this whole offering, it wasn't even affordable first, it was another company. I was like, first of all, let me look and see, is this even real? Because when they start throwing you numbers, you're like, wait, is this real? So then I started looking at it and then I examined it, analyzed it with my financial folks. And then whenever I started looking at it more in detail in terms of, okay, money, no problem. Okay, we got that taken care of. But what about the actual workflow? What about all this stuff that I've done? What about the, and so the good thing with this is that it's gone about 2 years now. I'm doing the this, so I wouldn't do any sound or anything. I'm making a video.
Your mom can do whatever she wants, pay right? Your mother can do whatever.
I know. I just want to make sure that we don't get, because I want its quality to be good.
It'll be good. I'll edit it out. You do whatever you want.
So. The idea was when I saw the workflow, so like, let's figure out how can we, what is the process? I'm good. I'm good. Awesome. Let me do this real quick. And then 30 minutes. Give me 30 minutes and then we'll do this.
Okay. I'm leaving this in, by the way. This is great.
I know. I love
talking to my mom.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Get her out of here. Let's interview her.
I'm like, I can live without it for 30 minutes. We do it in a few minutes. So, okay, this is a good conversation because I haven't had this chance of really sharing it maybe in a podcast setting. It's always with doctors. But ultimately, what happened was, I went through the negotiations, obviously, the financials. But more importantly was for me that I wanted to just get rid of the things I didn't want to deal with. It was the management of employees to where the hiring and like getting the payroll, like all those little bitty things where you're like, okay. And guess what? So it's been almost a year and a half now since closed. And to be honest, nothing has changed in terms of like me running the practice. I'm still running it. Sure. I'm still the boss. Like the culture is the same. The employees are the same. The good thing, the funny thing is for me is that I didn't have even a single person wanting to leave or anybody joining.
That's awesome.
So when I look back, and then finances, obviously, when I look back and I'm like, okay, I can literally retire if I wanted to after these 2-3 more years of the thing. It just makes sense. So
you won't do it. You love what you do too much, man.
Yeah, and then at the same time, I realized I am now that I did this. Let's focus on what I love. And then I started focusing more on my zygotes, my pterygoids. Now the practice is pretty much fully all on four with doctors' referrals. About 60-70%. I'm very blessed to get a lot of my doctor's friends trusting me with their patients. And so I did that. It's great because, again, finances took care of itself. And then clinical, I was able to also grow so much more, man, in the past 2-3 years because I was like, when you're feeling good, when you have a little bit of stress about this thing and that thing, and you know everything is taken care of with a phone call, it's very easy and to get better at even what you love. So that's why I'm blessed and happy to say that that's probably the biggest change, man, since we...
I think as a business owner, right, like, you don't understand how much stress that is on you all the time if you've never done it, right?
Yeah.
It never ends. But I think managing people, personalities... Listen, my philosophy is double down on your strengths and then get a partner, whether it's an employee or whatever, that covers your ass on your weaknesses, right? Wow. Like, why not double up where you're great and you enjoy so you can be better at that and then find somebody who's great where you're not great? You know what I mean? Yeah. And 100%. It's more enjoyable too. Dude, that's so good to hear. And I think for you too, you at least had some background with, the umbrella company, Affordable, right?
Yeah. So the other thing was for me, because after I got the offer from that company, the first one, I was like, okay, well, let me talk to some of the CEOs of the ADR, because I knew they had started buying Dr. Holzclaw's office.
When I saw that, I was like, they are going hard at it.
Yeah, so they went after him, and then I talked to him first. It's funny when it happened, because I had no idea. And then he told me he was the first practice. And then they were talking to Moody and a couple other folks. And I'm like, they have this big plan that they're not only doing this for the sake of just let's get some market share and private equity, but they're actually doing it strategically to where they want to be in this implant replacement or teeth replacement option for the next 10, 15 years, which is, gosh, if you don't know the numbers, the billions of dollars, it's a great company to be with, because
Know the numbers and they're wild.
Exactly. So when they are now the forefront of the teeth replacement option in America, why not join with them? And that's where I was even, the offer from the other company was a little bit even more in terms of money. But for me, it was more looking long term and looking at this company and looking at their, because they have everything, man, set up. They have all the, like, the departments and different things and all the other private equity, to be honest, they're still trying to figure it out. They are very new. They are, yeah, of course, you're going to sell and they're going to promise you 5X's and 10X's and all this crap. Yep. But at the end of the day, you're selling because you want to reduce your headache. You want more, how do you 100%. Say, more certainty. You want more predictability. And then why go with somebody that is brand new again for them to try to figure things out?
Well, they don't even know what they don't know yet, right? Yeah. They don't know what stumbling blocks they're going to hit, right?
Exactly. And it's
like I always talk about, like, failure is great if you learn from it, right? And you, and because you're with an organization that I'm sure at some points had stumbling blocks and learned new stuff.
Yeah, and every guy like matters. They're not going to be even to have 400 practices that are affordable dentures alone.
Yeah,
they know systems, they know way and workflows, and guess what? And
they handled the merger very well with DDS, like
And now, to be honest, I don't even. I mean, shoot, it's been a year and a half, and I haven't had a single change in the office. Like everything is
That's
the same.
Amazing.
My autonomy, like I. One funny thing is, last year for a second, I saw my Trios 3. I had an old Trios, and I told them. I think my Trios, I may need a new one in the future. There was just a very casual conversation at the end of the month, because we have these monthly calls.
Yep.
And so just chat up, hey, what do you need? And it's mostly, what do you need? Like, what do I need, right? Like, I'm just there to tell them, hey, these are my problems, or if I have any, if I need to hire or whoever. And they said, what's going on? I was like, yeah, my Trios maybe. And dude, next week I'm getting a Trios at the office, the brand new one. And I'm like, well, shoot, I didn't even ask for it, but that's nice. They put it on, yeah, they put it like $200-$300 a month. It was like a sweet deal. And so when people think, oh, when you want to buy things, are you going to have to ask them? And then were they, like, it's such a joke. And so, because here's the thing, let me kind of
you're
break
a producer
it.
Too. Let's just be honest. You make them money, they say yes quicker. That's got to be.
Yeah, but also, but the thing is, when you look at this, where they're going after successful practitioner who are already made a success for their
practice. They're not wanting to try to
change it,
you know, level you up or try to change and make you better.
I mean, like, they are, hey, we appreciate what you built. We're not trying to change anything. We like to make this even more seamless, more smoother. So the things that you can tell us to make it work, then that's kind of like what we do. And that's why I'm happy.
To be honest, if you're going to compete with Clear Choice, who has a brand name out there within, you know, the patient community, right? Like, and I love them because they help everybody, to be honest with you. Yeah. But to compete with them, to try to do a different strategy and like teach, no, you need number one draft picks, talent wins. Okay, so you don't have to stress on that, right? You know they got it in each market. So now you all can elevate the brand together nationally, right? Like, it's a good plan, right? Like, as opposed to just starting brand first and training doctors, it's doctors first, then build a brand around them.
They have an education set up. They bought a pathway where they have a whole lot of plan. Like, there's a 70,000 square, like, there's a crazy spot in Arizona now that they have for training doctors. Because at the end of the day, where you want to do this, you want a longevity with your company. And the best longevity that nobody can take away from you is the education. And so they're going after that. They understand the people. So what kind of amazed me first is that all of these doctors that I talk to, that they are joining and they're talking with them, are absolute great clinician, man. Like, they're very good people. So that makes you want to be like, feel like, well, this is great. And so, yeah. And that's been the biggest change at the practice, but I'm still kind of, I have my own teaching stuff. I have my DIA that's on the side where I do my other stuff. So that's the cool other thing for me that I'm able to.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Right. I'll go back to the beginning. Cause I remember your first course. I was there. It was awesome. Yeah. What are you doing right now? What education stuff do you have going on?
So 2018 is when I started with BioHorizons, yep. And then Neodent a little bit later. And so 19 and then 20, I slowly start realizing these, when you get 15 people in your practice, that they all have different backgrounds, different education, different, like one wants to learn this, the other wants to learn this. Yep. And you're like, how am I going to do this in 2 days for them to really get the most out of the money? And whatever they're traveling. And so I stopped these 15 people and I did it in a mentorship way. Cause I was like, okay,
great way to do it. Cause that's what they want anyways. Right? Yeah, they want that mentorship, your time.
Yeah. So then I did a mentorship where the doctors would come in with their lab techs, if they have lab techs, and then they go through a process of 4 or 5 days hanging out with me, looking at surgeries, learning with me, and then the lab techs being hanging out with my lab tech. Their assistants learning with my assistants, their front coming and learning from my front.
So you just nailed it right there, everybody. If you're not listening, do you hear the assistants come, lab comes, like it's not just the doctors.
Yeah, it is the biggest thing, because if you really want to implement big changes in a full mouth practice, you are only playing a very small part of that. And you have to be very, very smart in strategizing the right people for the right places to be able to get maximum efficiency from what they're doing. So when I did the mentorship, that was way more fulfilling, because I was like, man, now this guy is gone. One quick success story is that, like, Dr. Ahmed Mataria, he came in with his team. There's about 10 of them. We did a private course in the mentorship for them, and they learned the lab. He went and opened a lab in Chicago. His lab is huge right now. He was asking me how to blueprint. So I was telling him, hey, if you put the 3D printer here, the milling. So we went from all the out, like the layout to how your lab should look like. And now his lab is getting cases from around the world.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's an ambassador for ZBLC, the zero bone loss concept. And all that stuff with Linkovich. And he's always says, man, that course, that mentorship. So that was very fulfilling. And then after that, I am now slowly doing things that are more digital workflow. So because I was like, man, people, yes, not everybody has 20,000 that want to come hang out for 4 or 5 days. And so I thought, what if I just did a smaller mini course, intimate, six to eight doctors and 2 days. Like condense with bunch of live patients with me and surgery, and then they can see everything in action and charge them very little fee because I can pretty much teach them everything I've learned from all the errors and the mistakes. And that way, when they go home, they can implement a lot of that digital workflow. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm doing that. And Saturday from doctors that are coming in, 6 doctors this 2 days, and we have a dual R surgery scheduled, doing an immediate R, pretty much immediate load and all the good stuff. So I'm excited.
That's awesome. Well, I think that size group too, you can build a bond with those people and they can connect as well, not just with you. And so that's a good size to go.
As soon as you go past 6 to 8 people, you need another doctor.
I would agree with you, or like staff members, but probably actually another doctor.
Because it's all like, you definitely want to make sure when they are getting their question, because sometimes they come in and they tell you, some of them straight up, hey doc, I've never done this, like this is my second time, right? So then I have no problem, but I appreciate you telling me this, because tomorrow when I'm doing the full arch, I'm going to tell you ABC of what you need to do. And then the other guy who is also intimately asked me, man, he's a periodontist. He's a teacher at like Boston University. He's good with his suturing. He's good with everything, but he wants.
He's got all that unlocked.
He then what I'm going to do is to make him hang out with my lab tech, and I'm going to teach him all the digital stuff, because now I can do this for him and do that for him.
So with group that size, you can still go from I'm just learning to I'm super advanced and still control it. Yeah. 15, yeah. 20, good luck. You're going to get what you get, right? Like, because there's no way to do that. Little hack for you, by the way, and any educators listening. So if you want to make everybody happy. So I'm going to give you an example. We did a course when this was like a decade ago.
Yeah.
And this doctor, nowhere on the course syllabus did it say anything about CBCT reading, going all that, right? It was on a completely different subject. But he goes, well, I wanted that. So I didn't like the course. The course was awesome. So I was like, but it wasn't in the syllabus. So there's a hack to this. So a week or two before the course, send out an email to all the attendees and say, hey, what are the top three things that you want to learn? You look at those, you add a little piece on each one. So now everybody gets what they wanted, regardless of whether it matches or not. And you look like you read their minds when in fact they told you exactly what they wanted, and you can get ahead of that.
That's very smart.
Hack there that I think, I forget who I learned that from.
It's very smart.
Yeah. I forget who taught me that. Was it Marinfar? Might've been Marinfar. I don't know. Too many people now, but little hack there. I didn't come up with it, but, talking about your courses. So I remember like the first ones you were doing back when I was in BioHorizons, right?
Yeah.
And so do you remember that first course? There was the first time I had ever seen smart denture conversion. Dr. Brandon Coford was there, right?
Yes, yes.
So let's move it forward. Like you're 5.5, 6 years later, right? So we went off, you know, gave him my opinions and advice and things. And it's like, you never know, right? Like I was like, this is a sweet solution, but you and I both know how companies work, how it's hard to build a brand. Yeah. Well, you know, turn to the clock 5.5 years later, Blake McClellan now works on the marketing team over at ZimV with me. I'm director of marketing. Blake had run into him or had a conversation like, hey, would it be possible, like, you looking for partners or anything like that? And he's like, yeah. And so Blake texted me. I'm like, tell him, give me 1 week and I'll get a meeting. Right. And so I called the global counterparts, got a meeting. So as of Friday, March 1st, we are now fully partnered and selling smart denture conversion too.
Oh, wow. So, that's awesome, man.
Yeah. But I thought you'd find that interesting, get kind of roundabout. So I'll be doing a podcast recording with him pretty soon, but it's cool to see what a brand he's built. You know,
it's a genius technique that screws everything. I was so happy when I heard about it and I did it, and then I had a lot of fun, but nothing beats a digital workflow, man.
Hey, but even in a digital workflow, sometimes you got to convert, right? So there's different ways to do it, and you have a different setup, I'd say, than most people do, right?
I'm very lucky to have the designer in the house, because it's like as soon as I want to switch something up, you know, it's very easily done, as opposed to if I have to call somebody or get him on the phone or on an app or two.
No, 100%. All right. Well, now let's talk about DIA. All right. So we got to catch up a little bit.
DIA,
I'm excited. You know that I'm like DIA's biggest fan.
I know you are. You're probably the top three, like the biggest fan that we've ever had.
For sure, man, because I've been to every DIA, right? Like, but I learned so much from so many people there. Like, that was the best part for me, right? Like, so I just love seeing everybody, and it's hella fun, dude.
It's fun. It's a fun part.
It's a blast.
And it's good because you get a lot of genuine people. It's almost like a school, dental school party where you know your people, your friends, you meet them every day. And it's the same way. I feel like every time I go and do these DIAs, it's like, man, it's like back in school again. Just we're learning and we're having fun at the same time. But they're all like living freaking from Canada to California to.
Oh, dude, Canada represents, dude, especially the Toronto market. Dude, they come in droves, dude. So we're actually bringing Chris Pettis, who is a Toronto rep. We set it up so I was like, get Chris down here. He can fly down with like Bide and Phil Walt and all those guys. And he's a cool cat too. I think one of the coolest things too, because a lot of people there, some people have a couple hundred followers, some people have an insane amount of followers. But it's always funny to me, like, I see him looking at somebody like, it's like you or like Ben or like Dave or like whoever, right? And they're like, dude, that's Payray. Like, I'm like, yeah, it's Payray. Do you want to meet him? Like, are you serious? I'm like, absolutely. He's my bro. He's a dentist. Like, he has no ego when it comes to this stuff. And I think that's the coolest part is, like, I think people first, when this meeting started, were like, oh, these guys are all going to have big egos and think they're the shit because they have 50,000 followers. I'm like, it's the exact opposite, dude.
It is. It sounded like dental influencers, because at the end of the day, when you call yourself an influencer, so not almost like you don't want to go and say, "Oh, I'm influencing people." It's not necessarily that. I think what we were wanting to do is like trying to really bring all of these loneliness that we have online posting. Let's bring it together. Let's be together. And the fact that people thought like, oh, that the ego and stuff. You have way more ego in those normal conferences that you go to. Because people have this guard up so high that like, hey, look at me. I'm way more successful than you and make more money. And this is completely different. This is more about young and seasoned, especially this year, Shane, how we were able to kind of structure it is I was able to get like Holdsclaw. I was able to get Dr. Wong. I was able to get like Ben John, like the surgeons, the prosthodontists, the periodontists.
You guys have everything this year.
And so I was able to get the people that are very serious about their surgery, like Nestor that does a lot of All-On-X and now he's doing a lot more teaching. And then I was like, you know what? What if he made Kanye's doctor? What if I get these Post Malone's doc? Let me find out who he is. And I started talking with him. And dude, that guy is amazing. Thomas Connolly. So I got in touch with him. He's going to come. He's never spoken on a podium with a dental stuff.
No way.
Yeah. So it's so funny because he sent me stuff that he's preparing for this thing. And it's so funny. And I'm like, man. So we have him on this side where there's also Dr. Murashi, John Murashi.
I remember him last year. Really, really good.
He's a huge, huge celebrity to the stars in Hollywood. If you think of Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Pink, I mean, every single
high. I checked out his website when I was cropping his head off to put him on somebody else's body, right? The stuff I do. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh my God. Like, dude, he knows it's everybody.
Insane. And he was such a celebrity. Dennis for me, crush. When I saw him a few years ago, because my first Dennis, I was like, okay. Who is this guy that is doing every single person? And so when I started talking with him a few years ago, I'm like, man, he is the most humble, most generous doctor that I've met in terms of a cosmetic world. And how he is now, because he also sold his company, Bite, and he's a billion. I mean, he's in a round of billion, like this billion.
That's pretty sweet.
So somebody who has not only the whole cosmetic world what he's doing from New York to where he took it to California. And he's a big skateboarder. Like he loves skateboarding and doing his cosmetic thing and then celebrity and now selling it to $1 billion. So he has a lot of things to talk about. So we have him. We have Dr. Heavenly Kimes from the Bravo.
Yep, she's the ATL.
Yes, she was actually one of my courses too. She came in, but I don't know if that was the one you were there or the one.
I don't remember. It's been so long then.
She was the one in the Neodent one. But anyway, so she's coming. Again, a whole completely different dynamic, different background. She's got her whole university, Heavenly University.
On TV, like all this other stuff. So
then we have her. And then I was like, okay, what if we go after even these like Dr. Adedoyin, like the chief.
By the way, stop right there. So I was Dr. Adedoyin's rep back in the day. And I walked in on her first full arch case at Affordable Dentures with Pinka Sidhar. And so if you don't know who Pinka Sidhar is, he's like, we came out of Goldstein Garbrandt Salama, one of the best ceramists in the world. I'm like, what is going on here? And just to see her level up and partner with Moody, like she's a great lady. And I excited to see her.
Leadership. She's got excellent leadership and the way she talks about her past and how she's. So we got her. Then I have Exocad, Dr. Diana Tadros. So she talks a lot about teaching doctors to be able to do Exocad and design from their own practice where they don't have to bother sending stuff out. They could literally learn from her courses. And then we have Melanie, who is also a beauty pageant. She's also been on a lot of these self-branding images. How do you say it? Where they have a lot of these podcasts where they talk about dentists and how they come up with their branding. And so she talks a lot of that. And because, I mean, look at her. She's been on Instagram for 3 minutes and she's got 80,000 followers. And because she knows every single post that she's done, it's giving and genuine. And so I asked her to come from Miami. Then we have, gosh, there's periodontist Dr. Sajjadi. There is Brady.
Sajjadi's cool, man. I like Dr. that dude.
Brady, he's a funny man.
Brady? Dr. Brady Smith? No, that's yes. my boy, dude. I can't wait to see Brady again.
And then Rob Ritter and Ramsey. Ramsey is actually the MC.
Nice.
And so we got, I mean, I'm so sorry if I'm missing people right now.
By the way, guess who? There's one person I'm excited to see because I remember the first time I saw one of his posts, it was a complete alveolectomy, like reciprocating saw went right through the roots. And he did a picture of that. And I knew he's going to get love and hate, nothing in between, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I sent it to Blake. I just DM'd implant compare. I'm like, you got to post this one, dude. He's like, oh, yeah. And then immediately, boom. But I've seen his stuff lately. Like, he's leveled up, dude. And I really am looking forward to meeting him, hearing him lecture, because I like the stuff I'm seeing from him, man.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's exciting, man. I like I said, bringing these type of background on diversity and bringing them all in one roof, and then everybody's going to be on a stage. And then you pay, what, $500 to $1,000 for this, and then you get CEs? I mean, come
totally
on.
Worth it.
You don't need
the CE. Let's just be honest.
I don't even know why people care about it, because they ask. And I'm like, well, let's just throw something in there. At the same time, I would say to anybody that would listen to this and haven't bought your ticket, it's in Dallas. It's going to be in Fairmont Hotel. It's a nice hotel. And we're going to have a blast. Come say hi. Spring Ray is doing a big after party on Saturday evening. We have a
Spring Ray knows how to throw a party. I will give him credit on that.
They know how to throw a party.
Yeah, they do.
Now I'm excited too. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm like, shit.
By the way, guess who else is with us now? Yes. Just joined ZimV as a digital specialist. Take a guess. He was a Neodent rep for you.
Yeah.
Worked at Sprint Ray. Daniel, dude.
Daniel, that's
fun. So we're just like collecting talent over here at ZimV, dude, and all your friends, man. He's going to be real successful.
That is funny. Well, dude, kudos to you guys. I keep seeing you guys grow as well and keep growing that ZimV.
Yeah, we're trying, man. We it's been a big project in the work for more than a year and a half now, but I'll talk to you a little about line because I don't like to just shamelessly promote, but Full Arch is obviously a passion of mine, but just the ecosystem, right?
Yeah.
So we just added Blake's launch, the TSX implant. Listen, it's pretty sick, dude. Like it's a great implant. You have to have stability. You got to have options, like a 3.1 with a 2.9 with every prosthetic you want, like all that kind of stuff. But then I was battling for years, like, we got to get a new multi-unit abutment for this TSV because it was bigger and bulky. And so we have a great multi-unit abutment out, smart denture conversion. Smile Today is the branding and marketing program. Partnering with Dental Implant Machine for team training and also marketing services. We partner with Proceed. So like the whole thing now, right? And we're launching it all on X-Site too as well. It's just everything you can find that we do all in one place. Make it easy, right?
Awesome.
So
that
it's really, really cool. A lot of people working on it. So it all worked out. So we'll talk more about that at DIA. But I do have one question that I get all the time. Yeah. So people come to me and because I do the posters and because I do all these other things, because I love DIA, they're like, oh, are you you're doing a great job running DIA. I'm like, I don't do anything for DIA other than be a fan and supporter. I'm like, these guys do it. Like, all right. The question I always get though, how do I become a speaker at DIA? And I always go, I don't know, but the best way to do that is go to DIA, in my opinion. Now, what would you say to that?
Right. I think you just said it. Come to DIA, because a lot of these people that are coming, when we get to meet them firsthand there, that's the first time I get to see them. But at the same time, a lot of the times we have these potential speakers column in our Excel sheets where we have, it's me, Ben, and Naif. We'll look at it. And we just kind of go and we try to, like I said, for example, we look at it. We're like, okay, this is going to be bringing this theme that we're trying to be. Like this year is going to be like a cowboy theme, like very random. Yep. But wanting to kind of explore things and making it more and more diversified by bringing people on. One of the things I love about DIA and so many, like some of our first speakers at the before are now speaking at the biggest podiums. And so I like, it's almost like a talent finder. You find them there and that's their first sometimes the government is speaking, and then bam, they get out there and they shine and they're nonstop speaking around the world. So to be honest, just come in, introduce yourself, or even tag us and get us, like send us a message. Me, Ben Johnson, or Naif Sinada, either three of us, and get in touch and be like, hey, man, I want to speak next year. What do I need to do? And then we'll see your topic. We'll see, okay, we need, for example, we need an endodontist, all right? Or we need a periodontist. And then we can kind of go from there. But ultimately, just introduce yourself and don't be afraid and just say hi. And then that's it, really.
I got a name for you just because I know he's going to hear this and I want to mess with him a little bit. So Daniel Fortino, he's up in, kind of Toronto. I don't know if you know him, but he's like a huge, you know, big fan of this, but he's really talented. We just had him do an event for us. Great speaker, by the way. Okay. Young guy, fun guy. I'm like, bro, he's like, well, I'm doing a Zygo course that week in South Carolina. I'm like, good. So you'll just fly to Dallas. So I'm backing you into the corner now, Daniel. Sorry, buddy, but I want to see you at EIA because he's a really cool guy too.
Yeah, enough to see him.
But I can't wait to see you guys. It's going to be a blast. Well, if I'm probably going to be bringing a big poster again.
That's no, we love it, man. You're always cracking us up. It's so good to have people like you honestly come in because it makes a difference. It makes it fun. It makes it energetic. And with your energy level and your positivity, it's always great to catch up.
I learned this from you guys. And Blake too, honestly, both on social media and life in general. It's like when you're marketing, when you're doing these things, like do it selflessly. Like I'm like, why would I do this? Because I think they'll enjoy that, right? Like, and I can do this. Like, this is a talent I have. Why not I share?
It leaves a memory. I mean, think about all the stuff you've done in the past, like those posters, those pictures, like people do not forget.
Oh, dude, I have to show you. Next time you're down in Atlanta, come by my basement. I have like 8.5 by 11s of all the posters. So I've got a full wall of all you guys on there and all the movie stuff, dude. I love it because I love you guys. Love DIA. I love you, Payray. You're my boy, dude. I miss you, buddy. But so guys, DIA. There's still a few tickets left. I've already bought mine and I've already booked my flight and hotel and all that. Come see me too. I'd love to see you, point you in the right direction. If you see Payray or Knife and you're nervous to talk to them, I'll introduce you. No problem. They're real scary.
It'd be awesome if you could do your podcast over there with our over in the setup too, in the DIA, doing live podcast.
Yeah, I'm good stuff, dude. We'll do the podcast if you want to do that. Like we did that before. It's always fun. So side note, by the way, at DIA 2.0 in Phoenix, DIA got me my job, sort of, right? So Nan Meehan, who's the vice president of Americas and also Australia, is half the world basically for ZimB. So I'm interviewing with Blake. I'm wearing a bright pink shirt. I'm wearing a fanny pack and little buttons everywhere. And then I'm wearing sunglasses with my face and Blake's face on it. Like a complete fool. And I interview the global head of education, Ken Varner, on the podcast at DIA. I meet this really cool lady, Nan. You know, one of the things that you did for me, you stood up at the end and said, "See that guy right there, Shane, stand up. You really helped me with this, that, and the other." And she looked over at me and she was like, "Huh." She recruited me the next year and a half. And eventually it worked out. And that's so awesome. I have my job because of DIA.
Dude, thank you. No,
it takes a special lady, Nan Meehan, who sees somebody with a fanny pack and sunglasses with their own face on it to take that kind of chance.
Yeah. That shows how open-minded and growth-minded they are, where they want to get – they don't want to go back to the old school and like, oh, you got to do this. Yeah, that's awesome. No, I love – and it's changing though. It is nice how people are becoming – or more companies are becoming open for that to that.
Well, and I think you guys have done a really good job. And when you come as a vendor – or even just buy a ticket, right? There's people who just buy tickets to come and they work for companies, right? It isn't about, are you a doctor? You know, some meetings you go, you talk to people and they like, so where do you practice? Oh, I'm not a dentist. They're like, oh, and walk away. There's like, dude, that's awesome. Well, tell me more, right? Like it's all of us. It's not just doctors. It's everybody. 100%. And I think that's really good.
I think that's why a lot of doctors that if you want to bring your team and have fun in Dallas, because like I said, it'd be a great experience and environment even for the teams. So if you want to do that, absolutely feel free.
Yeah, that's a great team gift, by the way, because they will have a freaking blast too. Yeah. And have so much fun. My wife can't come this year because we have nobody to watch the kids. My mom's gonna be gone, so she's just mad about that because she likes to go too. But
yeah, she's
such a good time, man. Such a good time. So guys, if you want tickets for DIA, you want to see Payray and everybody else there, have a blast. Influencedentistry.com.
Yes.
And then what is it? Influence Dental is the handle on Instagram?
Influence Dental is the handle, and then influencedentistry.com. Yes. I think when they go on.
You see badass posts all the time? Follow at Dr. Payray, Dr. Payray.
If you want to see some bloody surgeries every day, yeah.
If you want to see stupid posters, at Implant MBA. That's all I got.
Yeah, your page is awesome. It's fun. Well, thanks.
Right, brother. Well, thanks for catching up, especially as tired as you are. I miss you. Yeah, great to see your face, dude.
I appreciate you pushing it and making it happen because, to be honest, there's not a lot of people in the world that care as much and are there for their friends, and you're always there, man.
I appreciate it, dude.
I can't say that enough. I appreciate you and your friendship and honesty, always being there in hard times and good times and fun times. So it's great to have friends.
Let's roll some fun times though, dude.
Yeah.
Love you, buddy. And we'll catch you guys on the next All In Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the All In Podcast. See you next time.